There was a great sound like a rushing wind, and it forced the disciples out of the building, out of where they had been comfortably worshiping with one another in the upper room. Whoosh, it pushed the disciples out into the world as they had to leave their building, their sacred space where they remember Jesus instituting the words and the deed of the Lord's Supper, where they had remembered Jesus washing their feet, and now they were pushed out into the world. In our congregation and in churches all around the world, we have been experiencing a Pentecost season these last few weeks, when we have been led, pushed, compelled out of our buildings. But I would like to declare, and I'd like to proclaim to you, that even though we had to leave the buildings, we have not been able to gather in large groups in the sanctuary, the ministry has not stopped at this church. And that is because the church is not a building. The church is a people. The church is a people who follow Jesus in serving our neighbor wherever we find ourselves. And so the last few months, we have been busy at work in ministry and mission here. Two huge food drives for the community run through our church, and constant pickups for people who have found themselves with new needs. People collecting food to supplement the school district. New plantings at Whittle Farm for the year. Monthly breakfast and clothes distributions at Peter's Porch. Again, the ministry has continued. When I've been making the videos and working on them, I've had a chance to interview so many people who have, in spite of all of the challenges, felt the call of Christ and the empowering of the Spirit in their daily life and their vocations to serve the Lord and to live in hope, whether seamstresses or principals. You see, the mission and ministry of this church has not stopped, and that is because the church is not a building. The church is a people who, out of God's love, care for each other. I've been amazed at the number of cards and letters and phone calls that have been happening in our church these past weeks. Eucharistic ministers, Stephen ministers, and Telecare, they made phone calls. We have been caring for each other, even if we couldn't gather all together in person. And in fact, what we found out is that our circle of caring is growing, because during this time, people have been connecting with the ministries we've been doing. In fact, this last week, I was meeting with a couple that's interested in joining the church. Again, we've been expanding our care circles here, and that's because the mission and ministry, of course, didn't stop. For the church is not a building. The church is a people who are rooted in God's word. Most weeks, the last 2 months, we've had almost a dozen groups meeting around the word or for prayer. And it's been really cool to see, especially the youngest ones and the more wise of our members, adapt to Zoom technology. I can't tell you how many times I've heard conversations among people about where the mute button is on our screens. But it's been adorable to see little kids sort of in the Brady Bunch-like grid there on the Zoom screen with their stuffed animals or their crosses, sharing what's going on in their homes. I also know that there are some groups that have actually had a chance to connect now. We haven't had quite all the other distractions, and I'm hearing from so many in this church that they feel they've learned more about their brothers and sisters in Christ in this church than they had known before. Again, the ministry of the word has gone on. I know that for many of you, the last few months have been a time of digging deep in your own prayer life. And I, just this last week, somebody said to me that they had endeavored and they're starting to read the whole Bible during this time. Again, the ministry of the word did not stop. And that is because the church is not a building. The church is not a building. The church is a people who proclaim and worship the risen Lord. Now, I will admit that the sound quality on the first few call-in worships was not the greatest. And I will admit that basically every verse of every hymn, I was in a different key. I gladly admit all of this. But we kept it going. And again, it was something that I felt like a little bit like I imagined all of you at home, sort of like Hogan's Heroes, trying to shift into this scratchy World War II radio to see if you could sort of hear what was going on inside of the church. But the worship continued. The worship continued. And in fact, for many of you, you discovered that the church was not confined to this space, but had taken over your living room, your kitchen, your dining room, even your man cave in your basement as you were watching videos or you were listening to the worship. As a church, we have long discussed as leaders ways to get church and faith into people's homes, but nothing could have accomplished what the last 3 months did in terms of bringing faith into our homes. The mission and ministry of this church did not stop, and that is because the church is not a building, but the church is a people whose hearts have been set on fire by the Holy Spirit. And so as we gather this day on Pentecost, we rejoice. We rejoice knowing that our story is the biblical story, that just as the Spirit led the early disciples out of their beautiful gathering space into the broader world, so too have we been led out of our beautiful gathering space into the world. And we rejoice today also because we want to gather today, we want to worship today to give thanks to God who is leading us through these so difficult times. And on this Pentecost Sunday, on the birthday of the church, we give thanks for this congregation. We give thanks to the church around the world too, but my sense is that for all of us, in some way, shape, or form or another, this congregation, the calls, the letters, the online worship, the Zoom groups, everything. My sense is that for most of us, this congregation has proven a lifeboat, has proven a rock to us, and has helped us get through these times, and it has been a vehicle of God's love for us and guidance. And so on this Pentecost Sunday, we not only give thanks to the church over time and around the world, but we give thanks for the way that God has been faithful and God's Spirit has been alive in our midst in this congregation during this time. This Sunday, we will be worshiping outside. And at some point, about 2 weeks ago, there was a change in our thinking about this. And for a long time, we were going to worship outside because that was really the only sort of viable health alternative that we could think of, that to have put people in separate cars, that we could do this safely. But it began to occur to us that this wasn't just about a have to, but about a should and about a can. That, of course, after this time, that we should worship outside because we have been reminded that we are the church on the move. We're the church that is in the world. And we know that our neighbors, we want to share this good news of God's love, not just with ourselves, but with a world that seems so desperately in need of it. For when I look up and I consider where our world is, where our society is right now, I sense profoundly that we're in a time of great crisis. Political crisis, where even things sort of as objective as wearing masks or CDC guidelines become sort of political football games to gain yards and score points on the other side. We're in an economic crisis where we have more unemployment than we've had in almost a century. And we're in a social crisis where we've woken up the last couple days to scenes of just fires, of people burning and looting in response to deep-held and justly held grievances about racial tension and injustice in our country. We are in crisis politically, economically, socially. And what does the world need then? Well, you know, the world does not need a building. Let me say that again. The world does not need a building. The world needs a people. The world needs a people who can speak the truth, but who can somehow find a way to bring people together. Again, the world, the crises that we face do not need a building. They need a people who can speak the truth in love, yet find a way to bring people together. And this is what happens on Pentecost. There are people from all over the world. And I thank the lectors this morning for reading all of those nations. All over the world, they come. And Peter speaks the truth in love about who Jesus Christ is. And at the end of it, at the end of Acts chapter 2, this group from all over the world is beginning to form themselves into something new, the Christian church, the body of Christ on earth, and it's going to be the most diverse institution on the planet. 2,000 years ago, the Roman Republic faced a crisis. They had too many different factions, too many different nations, and so they chose to become an empire. They chose to become an empire that suppressed dissension through military violence. That is how they held their diverse groups together across the Mediterranean. But Christianity provided another alternative. The followers of Christ said, no, there is a different way to bring people together. There is a way to bring people together and to bridge these ancient divides. And that is through the love of God and Jesus Christ. And the early Christians were fueled by this realization that there was no longer us and them, but there was only us, a broken humanity in need of forgiveness and in need of grace. And the one who is, who was and is to come, who has died and risen for us. The early Christians realized that their righteousness, their status was not based on their gender, their class, was not based on their nation, how hip and cool their social media feeds were. No, that their righteousness was based on Christ and Christ's love for them alone. And this allowed them to view each other. This allowed them to view people even on the outsides of their community as fellow children of the God Most High, ones for whom Jesus Christ died. And they found a way to navigate these cultural waters of eating together, of living together, and building something that was far greater than themselves, the church, that would again and again serve those in need and on the margins, would provide a lifeboat in the storms that raged then and rage now. Yes, we face many challenges, many crises as a society, and what the world needs is the church set free and set on fire by Pentecost, the church that does not simply stay in its walls, but lives as disciples of Jesus in this world, speaking truth in love and bringing people together for the common good, that we might experience even in just glimpses and doses the kingdom of God here on earth. And so today we come, and I want you to hear the good news that God's Spirit has led us through the past few months has held us together, has formed, molded, and shaped us into a stronger community of faith. And again, I want you to hear the good news that we are not a building, but we are a people. We are a people who are loved by Jesus Christ, for whom he died and rose. And we are a people who will follow him out of our building and into this world. Amen.